Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Bullies are all around us, may it be in elementary school, may it be at work, people in our community. How do we deal with this in a positive way to allow them not to affect us or our kids? Jeremy and Jessica put on workshops all the time. They call them bully busters, allowing people to build up a self-confidence and also to communicating first so they're overall not affected by these bullies. They have also an adult workshop called Street Smarts, that point helping people understand how to stay physically strong and fit if there is, in slight cases, confrontations too. All right, so go listen to my talk, and I will see you after.
Crooked Spine Show, Dr. Tony Rakovic. You're on my Facebook, so you know who I am. This is Jeremy and Jessica.
Tony.
It's Power of One, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Upland, they're new, not new, but renamed studio. They've been here for how long now?
We've been in Upland for going on 8 years.
So long.
I've been interviewing with you guys probably about a year ago.
About a year.
And it was successful too. It actually worked. It loaded. It mean worked. It actually loaded.
Figure
what I'm doing for them too. Okay, we're here now. And when, in our first talk, just to backtrack a little bit, I love that you guys work with kids and having parents understand too. Kids need to build self-esteem, self-confidence, and physically be active to stay healthy. Yeah. It's the psychological, mental, and physical aspect of staying healthy. With this bully, the bully buster, somebody coming up and doing about three of them.
We're doing two of them.
Two of them. And what is it? What are you guys going
to
do?
The Bully Buster Seminar is just a great way for us to reach out to the community and, you know, really empower the kids on how to stand up against bullies.
Okay.
You know, I don't have to sit here and give you guys stats about bullying. Everyone knows it's a big
issue.
That's
why we're here.
That's why we're all here. That's why people are going to be listening. That's why parents are going to be sharing this. It's our way of giving back and really helping these kids, because our students, we see them all the time. And even though they've been training with us for years, they still have those bully encounters. But at least we're here, the parents are here, and we're constantly actively asking the right questions, making sure, you know, if there's a problem going on at school, making sure it's not actually a bully and them acting out, different things like that. So this is just a way for us to teach kids how to use verbal self-defense. And how to choose the right words to stand up and use your confidence, what to say and what to do at schools because of the zero tolerance policy, things like that.
Yes.
What parents should be doing when there's a bully going on. Should they be documenting? Should they be talking to the teacher? You know, sending emails so that way everyone's aware of what's going on. So in case if a child does have to, there's at least documentation saying, you know what, we tried, the parents tried, and, you know, you have proof that you tried your best, and now it was an ongoing situation, and it unfortunately led to some physical contact.
Well, a lot of it is, there's certain rules in our school district, for one private or public, whatever it is, to certain, if you want, get etiquette or manners, as parents to kids, and kids to kids, and parents to parents, understand how do we work those lines of communication so we're all on the same page. We all, as a parent, if you're on, again, our Facebook pages too, or watching on YouTube too, you're a concerned parent. How do I get my kid, either at this talk or somewhere else or on my own, to get them to understand violence is not the first option? Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be an intelligent person, which I think we're a civilized nation now somewhat, and have that self-respect for me, how do I want someone else to respect me too? By using my words first and being confident using my words, using the right words, to make sure I don't have confrontation. When I do, yes, I'll defend myself, but it's defensive, it's not offensive.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do parents are trying to get out of this too? What's the purpose of parents?
I think the biggest thing for parents is to be, what's the word I'm looking for? To be.
Don't use $3 words, man.
Right.
I don't know what
those are. To be confident in that their kid's gonna be able to stand up or say something.
Good.
We're teaching them that, yes. You know, if I know with my mom, going to school, she knew before I joined martial arts, I lacked confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she knew I was getting picked on in some way.
Well, those kids are our targets to get
picked
on. Yes,
exactly. The lack of confidence is huge. That's who they prey on right away.
Yeah.
You know, because they know they probably won't hit back because no one likes to get hit, even if you're a bully, right? So you lack confidence, that's an easy target. The moment you start speaking up and saying things, you know, they're not going to want to continue that. Most bullies. You know, there's different scenarios, but, you know, your average bully who's going around picking names and all these things like that, because I've heard stories of kids who've been picked on for years in school. That bully comes back every single year, especially if it's elementary. But the moment, if you were to stand up and say something and do something, especially if they were physical with you, they're not going to want to repeat that.
They don't expect
very
that.
Very rarely, yeah, they don't expect
that. They almost prey on the weak than they do on the strong.
Correct.
That's the hope. That's what usually happens. And again, this interview is meant to, how do we prevent this from happening? Yes, there's a problem, but we can prevent from happening more and more by parents being aware of not only what the kids are going through, but also kids able to talk to their parents too.
Yep.
In your studio here, how do you get kids the confidence to talk to their parents and or a teacher and or yourselves to let them know what's going on in their lives?
You know, it's actually great. Every class, we at least set aside 3 to 4 minutes for what we call a little mat chat.
Okay.
And each week, we have a different word of the week. This word of the week is believe.
Okay.
Believe is linked to believing in yourself, giving yourself confidence.
Awesome.
And it's amazing what happens when you sit there with, you know, whether it's 5 kids, 2 kids, 10 kids, 20 kids, and you start engaging in these conversations, what's going on at school, and then one kid says a story, another kid says a story, and now they're telling their
domino
their effect. Stories of this bully did this and someone did that, and there's parents out here who are like, I never knew this.
Exactly. So the parents are on the perimeter going, wow, these kids are opening up to other kids, which is very common to happen in their own peer group. At that point, parents see that and go, how do I engage my kid now to get them to open up to me, to let me know when something happens to.
Exactly.
That's phenomenal. So you're actually helping the parents, that communication between the parents and the child happen on a daily program you have here.
Yes, yes.
That's great.
Yes, daily. Good. And that's definitely the key to our growth. Is the parents, you know, they don't want their kid to be the next UFC fighter,
no.
The next, you know, kickboxer of the world.
Because those kids are like, they're on the ground getting beat. They're like, I should go to school.
Yeah, right. Right. I should
have stayed in school.
But they do want them to have confidence, you know, respect, how to choose the right friends, how to create good habits. Those are all the key things that we cover, not just in our program, but within our Bully Buster seminar as well. But those are essential for anyone to be successful in anything.
Yes.
You talk to anyone who has any type of success, they're doing what they love, they know, have discipline, they have self-control, you know, they have the confidence to go for what they want to get.
And it's going to take work, too, work ethic.
Yeah, work, yep, exactly.
It's going to be hard work. What you're teaching them here basically is teaching them what happens in life only a few years after they graduate from elementary school, high school, and even college, too.
Exactly. You know, we actually have a 14-year-old student right now who's in college.
Wow.
He's in college.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, he's in college. He actually, you know, takes the train, he goes, does his thing, and he still trains in private lessons right now because he's so busy.
Of course.
But his mom is confident in his social skills now to be able to interact, at least to speak up if someone's doing something with him, and he originally came to this country when he was about 7.
Wow.
And his body structure
isn't big.
He's
not a normal college, not a college, even a 14-year-old kid.
Exactly. Too. Yeah. But his mom is confident that he's going to speak up, say something, and you know he's going for his brown belt soon, so his skills are actually up to par now. So just having that confidence as a young man who's 14, and you know, being 14, and when he went to high school for 1 year, there was probably a lot of challenges he faced, you know, wanting to do extra homework, wanting to get to college.
He's not the average kid.
Exactly.
So when you're not the average kid, you stand out.
Yes. But he, you know, he fought through it, and now he's, you know, I'm not going to say he's loving it, because it's more work,
yes.
But he's excited to be on track to where he's going to eventually get.
And going back to that too, when a kid is stressed, when they're under stress more than they can handle, how do they normally respond, and how do they, and beyond the bullying stuff too, how do they get to a, not a sicker state, but a more non-confident state? You know what I mean?
Right,
so at that
right.
point, in my sense, if a kid is being stressed, their body sometimes, their mentality will shut down to where they become less social, become less communicative.
Yep.
Versus what you're doing in here, I think, especially the 14-year-old kid too, you're able to handle that stress at a college level 5+ years more than his age is. So you can handle that by keeping his stress levels down by being physically active,
mm-hmm.
physically strong too.
Oh yes,
that's phenomenal.
And that's I think that's one thing we make clear to the parents is when their child comes in, it's especially when they're 4 or 5.
Yes.
And we have other 4 or 5 year olds who've been here for at least a year, mm-hmm. and they're doing everything really well. We have to explain to them that they're above their age of development. They're
yes.
not your average 4 or 5 year old anymore. They've
no.
been training with us, so now their balance is like a 7 year old. You know, but your child is 4. He's right where he needs to be. If he's fallen a bit, that's okay. If he was better, he'll be, you know, and more advanced. But he's just starting out. So his age of development is either right where he needs to be, or sometimes it might be below where he needs to be.
Yeah.
He or she might have the balance of a 2 or 1 year old. So we need to work on that a little bit.
And then realize, too, what you're doing with kids in here, you're keeping them above the average.
Yes.
But the average should be the standard, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the average person or child too doesn't get enough exercise, doesn't worry about diet and nutrition, doesn't worry about attitude, or it isn't being not tested, but at least evaluated on a daily, weekly basis where they are.
Right.
So you give them that confidence, that self-esteem, that physical attribute to get physically strong, gain their balance, like you had mentioned, mm-hmm. and also the physicality of keeping their body from being able to tolerate the stress we're going through right now.
Exactly.
To tolerate that. Just mm-hmm. breath and think.
I mean, even beyond that, I would say it would be, you know, physically is probably one of the main ones, but emotionally, yes. socially, all those other things are, they're also becoming, you know, above their stage of development because of the interaction that they're getting in here as well. So they're going through a lot of emotional challenges. I mean, even if it's not, you know, they might not be sparring or grappling or getting physical like that yet in our martial arts program, especially at that age.
Yes.
I mean, they'll play a game at the end. Every kid wants to win, you know.
It's play.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's how they build confidence is by getting that approval from whether it be us, their peers, or their parents. So even playing the little basic martial arts games that we play at the end.
Awesome.
You know, when they don't win, they have to deal with those physical, emotional.
You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be a winner all the
time. No, exactly. So dealing with, you know, the winning, you know, mm-hmm. and not being a bad sport as far as winning or losing goes,
yes.
I would say. Yeah. So I think not just physically, but they deal with all aspects.
And if you have enough confidence, okay, how do I prove myself next time mm-hmm. to possibly do better, mm-hmm. but I can handle it now, right? Mm-hmm. Versus they may just shut down for one.
Yeah, and then socially, they're learning how to show respect and
awesome.
And all of those things. Because most kids that age, they want to win at all costs. They'll cheat. They'll do whatever they have to do. They haven't learned about exactly because I win. That's the name of the game. I still play that game, but
yeah,
you know, but they have to learn. You know, it's okay, and you won't win all the time. You know, but having to deal with that and be respectful about it as well.
And we did a self defense talk too. Women's self defense. I think probably about 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
How do women respond, like you mentioned a second too, women and children respond from a female side to these type of programs? How does that help them, the bully buster?
Well, I mean, most of the women that we have coming to those have those kids, you mm-hmm. know, so they're dealing with these conversations at home. Okay. Or like Jeremy said, they don't even know what's going on because kids don't want to talk to their parents. Again, the approval and that they're getting from their parents is how they gain confidence. Jeez. So if they're not getting those, what they don't think they'll get approval from by telling you that they're being bullied and such like that, they don't want to tell you because they don't think that they're going to gain your approval. So they want to keep it to themselves or try to deal with it themselves. A lot of times, though, they act out. When they act out, usually the parent will come to us saying they're acting out.
There's something
going on. And we, you know, a lot of times they're not just acting out because they want to be bad kids, mm-hmm. you know. And I'll ask them, is it because you just want to be a bad kid? And of course, it's
straight
never,
out.
Yes,
yeah.
I want to be a bad kid.
Love being a bad kid.
Yes, it's never that. It's always something going on that we try to talk to them about, and then usually we can help the parents.
And like I said, the map chat to do too, the parents seeing that, they hope for paying attention, how to pick up on, communicate with their kid.
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter, my son, especially my daughters too, how do I make sure as a parent, dad or mom, how do I get that same type of communication?
Well, that's how we sneak it in there because
sometimes
they won't talk to us either. You know, they don't talk to anybody. But when we sneak it into those mat chats, because mom may have came to me and said, you know, this or that happened.
Mm.
And I'll say, okay, I may not talk to them individually, but I'll talk about it in my mat chat.
Nice.
And then it gets brought up. And then, as he said, someone else brings up their situation. And now they all of a sudden, because they're with their peers that are going through the same thing they're going through, they have the confidence to speak up about what's happening to them.
So you're seeing that through Jedi mind tricking.
Exactly.
These kids don't watch it, so they won't show up.
Don't show up.
What else about your Bully Buster event? What else do you want parents to know, kids to know, or go from that to?
I think the biggest thing I want a lot of parents to know is that even though we are aware of bullying,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we get so nervous we don't ask the right questions sometimes to our kids, and we're too direct to where it's like, are you being bullied? And they're going to say no, right? But, you know,
they're going to do a fearful no, instinct no.
Exactly.
Sometimes they don't necessarily even understand what that means fully. They just think that means getting hit or certain things. So a lot of times I'll ask the kids one of the very first classes that we teach, we always ask that question. Do you know what a bully is? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Now, you know, bad guys, superheroes, you know, we have to explain it that way, but some of them haven't experienced it yet.
So you want to clarify what that means, how it can affect them too. Mm-hmm.
Or what it can mean to them. You know, if you know what a bully is, what does that mean to you? Because it may have a different meaning.
Done. What are your classes about, too?
I just wanted to, because I know we were talking about the women's self-defense seminar that we had.
Yes.
We're actually having a, what we are calling a street defense seminar.
Okay.
So it's actually for men and women. Okay. Anybody, it's a community event, so it's free to everybody. It's for anybody ages 14 and above.
Okay.
But it's going to be sort of the same thing, but just not based towards just women. So it's just self-defense seminar for everybody, but off basic scenarios that you would have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
And what I love about your seminars is one thing, they're open to the public, but also they're getting people to understand how to prevent an attack, how to prevent the physical action, how to prevent an altercation. So you're teaching them not only the physicality of how to deal with it physically, because I remember Jeremy being tossed by you in your self-defense video. I'll post that on there so we can get a good chuckle. But also, too, how do we even avoid that situation?
Yes.
How do we, if it does, not let it escalate either, keep it down to where it's manageable and get the emotion out of it, too.
Yeah, proper awareness.
That's what I'm saying. One of the biggest things for 14 and up is, you know, being aware of what's going on. I remember when I was being bullied and picked on and I joined martial arts, I was like, wait, I'm ready for those bullies, right? I'm ready for those bullies. Damn. But my awareness of knowing, okay, don't walk over there, go this way, and then walk with confidence and you'll be fine because it's more open or public. Just little things like that.
Yeah.
And so I never really had to.
Well, you mentioned the confidence too, that I love about your talks and your seminars too. You build up the confidence.
Yep, that's
you start there, you give them things to start doing, and then your classes too. You continue to build that, so as they get older and older and older, they're around different people, going from a elementary school where it's one small school to junior high where it's bigger, then high school where it's bigger, then life where it's bigger.
Oh yes.
You don't know who you're gonna be around.
You'd have no idea.
So how do you become yourself aware of what's going on, have the confidence with people they may not mess with you if that's the issue, and defend yourself if you need to.
Exactly.
Good. Anything else? You guys, so many different events you guys have here.
That's it. I'll drop all the links in the comments for you guys. So you guys that want to participate in that, it's totally free. You just click on the link and you can sign up.
And it's this weekend, correct?
We have one this weekend. We have our Bully Buster seminar this weekend at 9:30.
Yes.
And we have our street defense on the 30th at 12:30. That's for ages 14.
Street defense on the 20th.
20th. Sorry, 20th. I can't read either.
Yes, then, on the 20th.
Perfect.
And then Bully Buster Seminar will be on the 26th.
So we'll put this show on the Facebook page. We'll do a replay on YouTube, too, to make sure you have all these events on there. So if you can go on there, are you going to do a Facebook event like you did for the Bully Buster?
Yes, I have one for the street.
I'm going to link that
something
also.
Something else, too, we also do is some fun events for our kids. Mm-hmm. We do Parents Night Outs, and these are actually open to the community as well. This one that we're doing is October 26th. It's a four-hour event. It's from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's called our Night of the Ninja, but they get to come out. We provide pizza and drinks. We have Nerf guns. We do
Dodgeball,
all kinds of games and fun, a little bit of a martial arts class in there as well. But that's also a fun event. Well, they'll get a little bit of martial arts experience in there, but they also get to have fun socially with their friends because in class, if they talk, they get in trouble.
Yeah, like they play dodgeball in school either, too.
And we do it in a very fun manner where everybody has a great time.
That's all. And
like we throw it at the kids.
And part of it is kids come here ready, talk to your friends and family, talk to them and say, hey, is this something right for me?
Yep.
Should I get my kid in a program like this? They may not be a football player, a baseball player, something where it's a common sport, which travels a lot of travel time. My daughter plays soccer. Please, don't even get started. The travel time involved. Can you do something like this to get themselves self-confident, self-awareness, and physically healthy? Like I said, 14-year-olds going to college, that is stressful. Nice. Even for an 18-year-old.
Yep.
So how do you do it at 14?
Mm-hmm.
You get yourself physically healthy and you're going to negate that stress with your body.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else for another show with you guys?
That's it. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys on Saturday.
Jeremy and Jessica build into their kids' training program at their Power of One martial arts studio in Upland how to deal with bullies, how to keep kids' self-confidence up along with self-esteem so that point bullies won't even bother them and hopefully help their friends too if they are bothered. Realize as parents we want to protect our kids. Also by being the example of staying healthy and confident ourselves, at that point people won't bother us either. Again, there are bullies in our communities around us all the time. How do we avoid them? by making sure they understand they can't mess with us. All right? So I hope you enjoyed this talk. Again, all of our workshops included too in our show notes. Go right to the highlights if you want to see that. Along with leave comments on our Facebook, go to our other podcasts, or watch this full video, and have a great week. See you next week.